Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mounting yard time, in the house, let's do it. Campbell Brown, giddy-ups floating around. Oh, of course, yes. Winners galore.
Races out my way today. A lot of traffic out Yarra Valley Way for the old Christmas race meet. Not going to be my way for much longer. I'm going to be City Dog soon.
City Dog.
How do you reckon that's going to go?
I'm not certain. I'll tell you what.
You're really going to, like, there's like... The Desperate Housewives, like the Desperate Granny.
Somebody rang yesterday.
Followed me around.
I was hosting SE in afternoon. Somebody rang up and said, I lock in a Collingwood Carlton prelim next year. And I said, I don't think the city of Melbourne could take it. And then I sat back and I thought, the brown dog living smack bang in the CBD.
Mounting yard. So my best of the day was race 3, number 5, which is a horse that's been scratched. That's one of the main reasons I don't do form until about 9 or 10 o'clock the day of. For this exact reason.
All right, tag it. Please.
So all of a sudden now I don't have a best at Yarra Valley just yet. Race 4, number 3, Lismore. Will be my next best of the day.
Have you got race 4 at Lismore, is it?
It's race 4, and it's called On Merit. It's the David Lee Friedman runner, which trialled up well, went to the Goldie on the Syntho, bumped into Grey Zeus, went around favourite that day. I was disappointed in it, but upon reflection, it ran okay. Second up syndrome sometimes for these horses, going from the Syntho onto the grass. But I think it'll jump lead and win. The only main danger in the race, to my eye, was up the country, the Jack Bruce runner. So I'm taking the 3:10 this morning on offer on Merit. We'll go to Mackay and a little bit later in the day up there, race 6, number 6. That's the 1,100-metre race. Want to tweet.
What number, what race?
Race 6, number 6.
Oh, mate, we are taking each other on bests all day. In almost every race. I love this.
The big thing for me here, I went through some of these other horses, and Flying Seamus goes okay, but I just thought it's got the apprentice on, and there's a few little queries about it. It was more... process of deduction for this horse. And
Those two horses will Quinella the race.
So I'm with Wanna Tweet. So I'm in the camp of it.
I'm with Seamus.
Maybe we do a little essay and track
Absolute
Quinella.
Certainly. I didn't even have the best of Quinella, and I flipped a coin.
Wagga Riverside, race 3, number 1. That's the toppy there, All About Roy, which we spoke about just briefly then about with the form around Willoughby. If that now turns you off a little bit. Willoughby, not disgraceful.
No.
But found one better in a small field at $15. Hardly the stuff that fills you with confidence on the eve of Christmas. And Devonport, my hood, going down to the Devonport Cup again.
You're an ambassador to that. For Tassie Racing?
I still am, yes.
You have to give some tips today at some point for Tassie Racing,
right?
I've
got so much better value for money lately, Tassie Racing.
Oh, no.
Jeez, haven't they got bang for buck? I'm going to say this one more time.
I'm pretty certain that when they signed the deal, they didn't expect the main video to be Brownlee dancing on one of those turning around podiums.
It was interesting. was race 2, number 10, which is Need to Think, which is scratched because of the bloody early morning form. So two of my six best today are out.
And I've got one for you. Just one best today.
What do you got, G-Hall?
Inordinate. Race 5, horse 2 there at Yarra Valley. Gavin Bedgwood could train tags to be really competitive in the New York Marathon. I don't think he could get him to win it, but he could get him to the track.
I nearly made it my best of the day, right? One of my best of the day, that horse. Now, the only reason I ended up... I have made it my best. I have actually given it a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why it wins. Dal Willy is no good. It's the only horse that can beat it is the Toppy. No good on the firm track. Absolutely none. And it's going to get a perfect run in transit as long as Jack Hill gives that little squeeze up and sits right on the speed.
I love Jack Hill. I think he's one of the best bush jockeys going around. And he travelled like that horse in Ordinate, travelled like the winner there at Kyneton the other day. And they went a solid tempo and it trucked into the race beautifully. But that winner was first up for... the winner was first up for that trainer that just started off her career. I forgot her name, but Linda Meach rode, and it won like a good thing.
Yes.
So, did you have a bet in Argentina?
Yeah, I did. Hey,
now, just quickly, Yarra Valley Race 3.
Yeah.
Highland Dream, your favourite, 250. Gaelic Boogies had some money, 10s in the fives. Love for Us, likewise, 650 in the fives. And then Board of Visage is 950 into sevens. Maggie's Son at 10. Highland Dream, I liked Highland Dream, but from that gate, I'm very interested to see where they're going to go as they jump.
Yeah, it was a big no for me this third race. Obviously, once my favourite got scratched, no play for me.
Let's see what T.O. Nugent does. He's going to try and work forward.
T.O.
It's a horse that has to be prominent. Still, look, how much has he had to work, though? This is the concern I had, and hence why I didn't back or tip him, and he's been able to sit outside Son of Grace. And then Love for Us, and Gaelic Boogies. Yeah,
right, okay, sorry if I just let that go straight through to the keeper.
I was half reading. I was like, I don't know. I don't think. Hope it gets beat.
what a world.
The world just works in Highland one Dream. Of the unbelievable ways.
Yep. All right.
I was just saying before to Brownie how Tags might have actually seen us through for our jobs for the Christmas special.
Okay, Brownie didn't make it.
No, he didn't.
No, I could have though because I was here. I was doing nothing.
I was going to text you, but then I was confused as to when you were back. So
I was confused when I was back too.
Tags wants to go one on one with you in an exclusive interview.
I tell you what, there's money to be made.
Oh,
you
know? No!
And I wouldn't be doing it with Tags.
Now this Highland Dream is. Loomed up and taken the lead.
Traveling.
So Tio Nugent, he had to work. Now what?
Grace a danger. Grace going 2-for-1 here.
This was,
although it's late in a bit.
This was the issue.
Needs
this was
to
absolutely
find.
Were the issue.
I didn't like the race after the favorite.
Away you go. I was half keen on Highland Dream, but I didn't think the horse from that gate. We had to make sure that it was going to be okay late, and Reese McLeod gets it done. So 4-1-3 your numbers. 4-1-3.
I tell you what, the 3 Buckyard Son of Grace really boxed on well then into third. So the two horses that were in the finish were the clear standouts. Mm-hmm. Highland Dream, absolutely no excuses, given a perfect ride by Theo. He hit the front probably a fraction early, but Reese McLeod was just breathing down its neck and the superior finishing from the great. Yeah, it's a lot out there, isn't there?
Now, just quickly. I'm having a bet here at Lismore, but hang on just quickly. It's not one of my best. So Wagga race 3 at race, Wagga race 2, number 11, Wagga race 3, number 7, Wagga race 4, number 12, race 6, number 12 at Lismore, Yarra Valley race 5, number 2, Oakbank race 3, number 11, and Mackay race 6, number 4. So they are my best. I will explain why when we get to the actual races. We are short of time.